Il Signo crucis de nimicis nostris, libera nos, Deus nostri, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I beg your pardon for my sins, and the grace to spend this time of prayer fruitfully. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We have the other day celebrated the feast of Our Lady, Saint Mary Major. Okay, so this feast of Our Lady has a special importance for us. It's the first great temple church devoted to Our Lady in the West. The second, because it has a special history. It seems that Our Lady appeared to a wealthy family in Rome and asked the man in the family to raise a temple to Our Lady. I think the Council of Ephesus declared her as the Theotokos, the Mother of God, just being concluded. And in a place, Our Lady said, where he would find snow. But it was summer, August, month of August in Rome is very, very warm, very hot. Nevertheless, in a hill of Rome, one of the hills, there was snow. So that was the place, he told the Pope, and the Pope confirmed it, to raise the church, which later on became Saint Mary Major, Our Lady of the Snows. Every year, this year also, they reproduce the snowfall. Actually, the bomberos of Rome go there, and with dry ice, they stage sort of snowfall. And also is the day of the feast of those who are called Nieves. Nieves is called Our Lady de las Nieves. Our Lady, that Nieves, that snow coming from heaven, is a symbol of the virtue of purity that Our Lady always had. And she invites us to cultivate in our heart as well. So keeping our mind, our heart, only for her, for God, our Lord. But today we should continue looking at our Mother the Virgin. Of course, our model is Jesus Christ. We should do and imitate Jesus Christ. We have to be another Christ, Christ himself. But the first person who imitated Jesus Christ was his mother, our Mother the Virgin, Our Lady of the Snows, Nieves. How? Well, she was always attentive to our Lord. She was always accompanying him. If anyone was like him, well, the first of all is our Mother the Virgin. That's why it's all right, and in fact we should look at her in order to imitate Jesus Christ. We should copy from her the way she did. And today I invite you to meditate on four among the many virtues of Our Lady, and to apply what you hear to your life so that you can imitate Our Lady and imitate Our Lord, therefore, because she is imitating Our Lord, reproducing in yourself the same feelings, same attitudes, basic attitudes, which Our Lord had. The first virtue is solidarity. Solidarity. She does not keep everything to herself. She cares for the others, solidarity, especially those who need it most. The Gospel of St. Luke tells us how the angel appeared to Mary, the Archangel Gabriel, and told her that amazing news, that she was chosen by God to be the Mother of God. She reflects, because she was a normal human being, therefore she didn't know things beforehand. And on the other hand, she wanted to implement the will of God, so therefore she had to know what exactly God wanted from her. Gabriel explains to her, she accepts the assignment, be done unto me according to your word. But she does not leave it at that. She squeezes it. She reflects on it. She meditates on her assignment. She doesn't want a material obedience to God and that's it. I don't know. They told me to do this. I do it. I take. Like a corpse. No. She's human. She wants to obey knowing and know the consequences, how she can obey better, how she can imitate Jesus better. And then the Gospel tells us, as quickly as she could, this is a translation of the Bible of Jerusalem, as quickly as she could, I mean as soon as possible, as soon as she could, she left Nazareth running, not just leisurely took her time, running to the mountains of Judea, mountains, not just the flat terrain, meaning it was difficult for her. It was a sacrifice, big sacrifice for her, more so because at this time she is pregnant. To the mountains of Judea, another province, with a different dialect, to help her cousin Elizabeth. The angel had revealed to her the difficulties. She is pregnant, she is of age, this age maybe needs more special care. Our mother shows herself in solidarity to the needs of the others. Doing an easy thing? No. Doing a difficult thing. Risking her life and her health, her dignity. You could have said, well, yes, a minute, I'm the Mother of God. She is the Mother of the Precursor. She should come here. Not me going there. No, Our Lady doesn't know about protocol. She knew she had to serve. She went there because that person was in need. She collaborated with that older person who needed this collaboration. Well, now there are so many people taking care of the others with the pandemic, risking their life. We should be grateful to them and appreciate that sign of solidarity, taking care of the sick, those who are in need. But applying it to our own life, solidarity for the needs of the others, should help us to get out of ourselves, of our love comfort, of our safe corner, of our interest, very often egoistic interest, in order to think more of the others and to place ourselves at the service of the others, feeling ourselves responsible for all the others. Solidarity. We tend to ensconce ourselves. You see, my hometown, the fish symbol, we call it mero. It's a very special, it seems that it's very tasty, I don't remember. But it's a fish that lives in the rocks. And when it feels attack, it escapes to a sort of cave it makes itself and enters there with the tail first, and only the mouth appears in case that somebody continue attacking it. The cave, the little hole, is the size of the body of the fish. Okay, so, and that's it. He stays there, and comfortable in that hole in the rock. Nobody can attack him. Because if anyone comes near, he opens the mouth. He has a big mouth. That's to be ensconced in one's comfortable zone. On the contrary, the virtue of solidarity should help us to get out of our comfortable cueva in order to continue spreading the gospel, rebuilding our center, rebuilding our society. The second virtue that we notice in Our Lady is empathy. Not just to do something for the others, solidarity, but empathy is to feel, to have the same heart of the others. St. John tells us in the Gospel the concern of our mother for the lack of wine in the wedding at Cana, the celebration. Was the only drink they had mixed with water. Was a concern for the others, otherwise they lose face. Our Lady could have remained there, feeling it, and thinking, kawawa naman, because after all, I'm not the person, the most important, I'm just a guest in this house. Privately, don't tell anybody, but I think there could be a relative on the side of St. Joseph. So that explained how Our Lady felt the need to go there. But at the same time, she's not manipulating everything because she is in law, Gion. So that's the point. She must have been an in-law, perhaps a cousin of St. Joseph, I just imagine. But she could have said, oh, what a pity, no, so they don't have wine. Oh, they don't have wine. No. She moves to seek a solution when she faces the need of her brother, of the others. You see, it's an effective empathy, not just a feeling. A feeling that is translated into finding solutions. Do I act this way? Perhaps you notice your sister who needs this or that. Do I talk to the person who should do some, who may do something about it? Do I come up with possible solutions? Sometimes it's not just to report what is broken, but more importantly is to come up with solution, prepare solutions so that it will be easy to implement. So perhaps we don't have the solution in our hands, it happened, but nevertheless empathy, the second virtue of Our Lady, should lead us, like in her case, to seek solutions for the problems around us and even more for the problems of the world. Wrong solution, destructive criticism. Isn't it true that sometimes we fall and, well, we notice it, we feel it, but instead of finding solution, we just criticize, destroying charity. We should come up with solution, putting aside any personal interest. Okay, let's do this so that, or economic interest, so that I make more money, or party, so that my party, political party, or ideological party wins. Any other, putting aside any other thing to work for the common good. You see, that empathy leads us to be generous with the others, as Our Lady did. The third virtue we meditate on is responsibility, sense of responsibility. St. Luke tells us about the life of the Holy Family of Nazareth. The child Jesus is with them. Jesus is 12 years old. As you know, this is not just a coincidence or a superfluous data that is given. No, for a Hebrew reader, for a Jewish reader, knows that 12 years old means that the boy Jesus was in a position to begin formation of the Torah, that is Holy Scripture. At 12, no matter what happened before, at 12, when a boy is 12 years old, he at that time should begin attending the Midrash, that is the school attached to the synagogue, what he will learn, first of all, to read Hebrew, and second, to interpret more or less, to find the meaning of the main passages of the Torah, of the history of Israel, of Moses, of Abraham, 12 years old. So we find them going to Jerusalem. Means it was a very important day in the life, because it's when he graduates to begin classes. Now it's like sending the boy to classes. Now that's why we are told that he was among the doctor answering, because the doctors there in the patio of the temple were imparting classes, of course, you know, the Torah, explaining the Torah. But the child Jesus was especially Matalino, was noticeable. They are there. Mary and Joseph, you see the responsibility. They bring them there. Of course, the classes will continue later on in Nazareth with a second or third class rated rabbi who knew probably very little, but that's all they had in the province. Then the child Jesus is lost. Mary and Joseph are responsible, they feel that responsibility as parents, and they come back to seek Jesus. They don't say, well, I don't know, he is the Son of God, he is special, everyone could say, oh, probably he has something to do, I don't know. No. Mary and Joseph, even though they knew, because the angels had told them that he is the Son of God, they acknowledge their commitment, their obligation to care and educate Jesus. That's why the scripture tells us that Jesus was under their authority, was kept under their authority. So imagine two human beings, Mary and Joseph, educating God, who is infinite wisdom. But that's the way it was. They did not excuse themselves, saying, what can I teach him? So the child Jesus grew up under the charge of Saint Joseph. He had the same accent as Joseph and Mary, that is Galilean accent. He liked the things that Mary prepared. He learned from Saint Joseph many, many, many things, not only carpentry, but to be a man, to serve the others, to dress properly, especially when going to the synagogue, to wear the shawl that they have to wear when they go, men, a white shawl with blue tassels, when they go to the synagogue, to put on the kippah, that is a sort of a small cover in the head. He gave all the education that was required for him, sense of responsibility to educate Jesus. They don't say, well, he knows more than we do, which was true. No. In our country, in our barangay, it's very important that parents and teachers educate the children. Not only in scientific things, not only in knowing how to hotel management or this or that, but in attitudes to life. So it's very important in the work of St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, that it's a task of everybody, not only of the parents, of everybody, that we take this charge of training people, young people, young girls and boys, to be good Christians, education. And this is based on basic attitudes which are acquired from the parents, from the tutors. They are acquired and remain in the person and allow the person to live their life with a sense of responsibility. So you see, this is the responsibility of these people, parents and educators, which is passed on to the next generation. Is a right of the parents, which nobody can take from them, of course, to educate the children according to their belief. Well, we should train and clarify to all the people coming around to be responsible, to assume this sense of responsibility, and to take care of the integral education of their children. What does it mean, integral? Integral means in all aspects, okay? Not only in making them a good CPA or this or that, but integral means character, education in the character of the person, in the attitudes to life. So responsibility also implies doing whatever is necessary to fulfill our assignment, whatever it may be, okay? Our assignment, our office, our position. If it's a person in politics, the person governing the barangay, is the person running a house, running a hotel, or whatever. So that sense of responsibility in the assignments, or a little department, with honesty, not seeking just material gain, with a desire to finish things well, okay, with integrity. If each one of us accomplish what is our task to do, the work of reconstruction of our country, of our cities, of our barangays, will be easier. But this means we have to collaborate in whatever we can to implant in all that sense of responsibility. And the fourth virtue is a sense of communion, of sharing. The Act of the Apostles tells us how our Mother Mary was a very important part, I would say, a jewel in that first community of the Apostles, which is the Church, united in prayer and the breaking of the bread, the Act of the Apostles says. And they persevere in prayer and the breaking of the bread. Prayer, well, it's dialogue with God. Breaking of the bread is the first name that the Mass received. When it was called Mass only when they reached Rome, but before that, was because part of the ceremony was to break the bread. That is to make all participants in the communion of Jesus Christ, to give Jesus to all, with all, to all, without restriction. Mary was there, and she's mentioned there, was Mary with the rest, okay? Means that she was a very important element there, giving a sense of communion, a sense of unity to the church, to the assembly of the believers. We see here that Our Lady is a Eucharistic woman, is a woman of communion. The opposite is polarization. When there are factions, groups, okay, I am for Bishop so-and-so, I'm against it, I'm in favor of this president, no, I'm in favor of the other, of this or that. We Christians should be like the first Christian community in which Mary was there in the center, without pursuing particular interest when we are together, but working for the common good, working for the good of all the people that come around. Of course, each one in so far they can take it. This is communion, sharing with the others. Okay, that sense of solidarity leads us to communion. Do I realize that we are the church? That this little assembly in our center, in our schools, should be like a little fraction of the church, but not fraction in the sense of party, pangkat, opposed to the others. We are better, we are worse, or worse. No, no, no. We are all children of God. That should be our interest. And the same with the, when in a country, their election. So we have to instruct people that the important thing is the common good. We have to choose the person who we know they are going to work better for the common good, not polarizing the country, the province. No. We have to do against the person, against the other. We have to put our center, our nation, under the maternal intercession of our mother, who sought not polarization and division, but unity around Christ. Do whatever He tells you. See, not do what they do, the contrary that the other party is doing. If the other party is trying to make a road, when you go to government, say, no, no, not that road, because it was initiated by the former incumbent. So, solidarity, empathy, responsibility, and communion. That solidified that relationship with the others. Communion is relationship, to intensify that relationship. Well, let us continue meditating on these four virtues. Solidarity, not excluding anyone of our concern, a solidarity which is effective, not just a feeling. Okay. Understanding, which is empathy. Okay. It's an empathy that makes the person feel like and with the others and feel with the others, accompaniment, is also accompaniment. Okay. Then responsibility. We're not say just feelings, no, but effective help. And finally, communion. We are the church. We are God's family. We are all children of God. Let's imitate Jesus Christ the way Our Lady imitated Him. So when we imitate Our Lady, we go straight to Jesus. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I beg your help in performing them. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, may Guardian Angel intercede.